As we know, there's so many challenges in rural America in regards to the opioid crisis. And one of the ways that the United States Department of Agriculture Rural Development is helping is providing communities tools. One of these tools are grant dollars that are being distributed to help with this opioid crisis. The first one is going to be occurring in the CMU listening area up in the Alpena area. When you look at the challenges that they have on instruction and making sure that the competencies of the staff are available, Alpena Community College is receiving approximately $500,000 grant to assist with them in long-distance learning to many of the smaller communities to help them with medical professional training. The second one directly affects the kind of the Mount Pleasant area. Is a company called Ortel has received a $50,000 grant to help with interface with screens and training so that communities can have a place to access opioid treatments remotely.
So with this sort of remote technology, they're calling it telemedicine. Can you walk me through that?
As we know, with distances that are occurring in so many parts of Upper Michigan, struggles with the ability to have the benefits of close medicine. You know, regional hospitals do a wonderful job, but if you're not near one of those, it's often difficult to access good medical treatment. We know that the opioid crisis is affecting rural Michigan significantly more than it is in urban. And so these grants will allow people to be able to remotely talk with professionals. Now, in the case of Alpena Community College, training to make sure that standards are kept in place, to make sure that appropriate types of safety measures go in place for these individuals that are helping with medical treatment, that is one of the major focuses because Alpena Community College has a very good nursing and also allied health medicine program. And the aspect of Ortel, what we find is that the ability to maybe have a place where a family can go to help with certain types of treatment in regards to opioids, having a screen instead of having to drive hundreds of miles or many miles to access professional care gives a benefit to so many of those families in rural Michigan.
With the Alpena program, it said that it'll be included in 18 northeastern mm-hmm. counties. So how will that help a lot of northern Michigan?
Right. Well, as you know, in the allied health area, there is a accessibility to training is one of the key factors. And often distance learning is a very good method when you have to drive hundreds of miles. When you think about the expansiveness of 18 counties in northeast Michigan, you know, that's hundreds of miles. And so if you can access that training at one of your local clinics, if you can access the treatment at one of your local clinics, it helps the family, saves on time, and gives a professional edge to people that may not be able to access it because they don't have the dollars to get the training.
You know, we've been hearing just a lot about opioid crisis mm-hmm. for quite a few years now. So would you say that telemedicine is just another tool we'll be using yeah. from now on?
Our programs at the United States Department of Agriculture are varied, and we are able to assist in this opioid crisis in several different ways. One, we have the ability through our community facilities to finance hospitals or treatment centers. We also have the ability to grant money, and we recently did that in Upper Michigan for ambulances, law enforcement vehicles. And then we have this remote or telemedicine dollars that are able to help. Now, that is no panacea for each one of the communities, but it creates tools in the toolbox to deal with this crisis.
What type of additional funding will be available in the future for programs looking to prevent opioid use or the crisis?
In the Farm Bill, there are a myriad of areas that USDA Rural Development covers. And so as a community has needs, and those needs could be varied with health care or long-distance learning or the ability to access equipment, those would be sort of our sweet spot. Those are in the Farm Bill. A lot depends on the funding levels that are put in place by Congress, but those programs have been and will continue to expand.